The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
And since the madness begun, I've been kicking Day Prep off with our pandemic in numbers here for the state of Idaho. At news time, there were 2,127 cases of COVID-19 in Idaho, broken down into counties here in the Magic Valley. Blaine County is at 499, Twin Falls County is at 218, Jerome County is at 61, Lincoln County is at 29, Gooding County is at 13, Kaja County is at 13, and Minidoka County is at 11 as well. By the way, I had somebody ask me yesterday, they're like, well, the number that I'm seeing on the South Central Public Health District website is a little different from the number that you just gave for Twin Falls County. Yes, and that's because I'm using the state numbers, the numbers that are posted by the Department of Health and Welfare here in the state of Idaho, and those numbers include probable cases. So they might not have the test result back yet, but medical professionals have pretty much determined that that's what it is. And there's always that part of limbo where somebody goes in for the test, they're showing the symptoms of the coronavirus, they take the test, and then they gotta wait for that test to come back. And so the numbers that I share with you are the ones posted on Idaho.gov, and they include those probable cases as well. So, for example, Twin Falls County this morning, my number is 218. I think confirmed cases in Twin Falls County is about 9 less than that. I think it's like 208, 209, something like that. So now you know where my numbers are coming from. They're coming from the state as opposed to the individual health districts. As of the last update, there have so far been 65 COVID-19 related deaths in the state. 203 COVID positive patients have been hospitalized. Of those 203, 84 of them have required admissions to the ICU. The good news is that we have even more people recovered today than yesterday. 1,379 Idahoans have recovered from a COVID-19 diagnosis. A reminder that we're still in stage one of Rebound Idaho, which allows for churches, daycares, organized youth activities, and camps, and most retail to reopen. That went into effect about a week ago last Friday. Stage one continues, though, to prohibit visits to senior living facilities, jails, and correctional facilities. Stage two, which will get underway on May 16th, will allow restaurant dining rooms, indoor gyms, recreational facilities, and hair salons to reopen. Bars, nightclubs, and large venues like movie theaters, those will remain closed until the latter stages of this thing. The stage timeline will next transition into stage two on May 16th, then stage three on May 30th, and finally stage four on June 13th. And join Hot 100 FM this Saturday at Southern Idaho RV and Marine from noon till 2 for the Manufacturers Liquidation event. Manufacturers are forced to liquidate due to COVID-19, and that's good news for you. What's especially good news for you is that Southern Idaho RV and Marine is the West Coast Liquidation Center. Now, Southern Idaho RV and Marine has taken extra steps to maintain social distancing, and the showroom and all the boats in the RVs are cleaned, sanitized, and disinfected several times a day to make sure that customers and staff stay safe and protected. This Saturday, you're going to find unprecedented savings and special financing. RV and boat models under $39 a week with no payments for 90 days OAC. We'll see you this Saturday from noon till 2 at Southern Idaho RV and Marine off exit 168, just down Bob Barton Road in Jerome.
It's Day Prep. Everything you need to know to start off your day the right way with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.